This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Airports are bracing for potential delays as Qantas engineers go on strike for 24 hours, attempting to break a stalemate with the airline over their wages dispute. The Qantas Engineers Alliance, which is made up of members of several unions, has been requesting a pay rise of 25%. Around 500 workers have walked off the job at one of the busiest times for air travel all year. Although most major airports will be affected, major delays are not expected. US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has floated fresh hope for a Gaza ceasefire as the balance of power shifts in the Middle East. It comes one day after the international community, including Australia, overwhelmingly called for an end to the conflict in the United Nations General Assembly. Meanwhile, Gaza's Civil Defence Agency says Israel has killed at least 58 people in its latest airstrikes, including 12 guards securing aid trucks. As he prepares to travel to Doha and Cairo for talks, Mr. Sullivan says the ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon has weakened Hamas.
For months, we believe Hamas was waiting for lots of other actors and forces to come to their rescue, to come to their aid. And when we got that ceasefire, it was clear that the Northern Front had been decoupled from Gaza. And from that moment forward, we've had a different character to the negotiation. And we believe that it puts us in a position to be able to close this negotiation.
Tough new youth crime laws have passed through the Queensland Parliament, lowering the age of criminal responsibility to 10. The laws mean youth offenders will now be sentenced as adults for more than a dozen serious crimes, including a life sentence for murder. As the laws passed through Parliament late Thursday, Mr. Crisafulli was asked about concerns the laws would put a strain on youth detention centres and watch houses.
This is the first strike back after a generation of weakening the laws. In the short term, there will be some real pressure. But by sending a stronger message around consequences for action, by doing early intervention to a level we've never done before, by working on rehabilitation when a young person's inside and when they're released, we believe that there will be fewer victims of crime.
Donald Trump has been named Person of the Year by Time magazine, 1 month before being sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Celebrating yesterday, Mr. Trump said it was a tremendous honour as he rang the bells at the New York Stock Exchange. It's the second time Mr. Trump has topped the Time magazine list, having previously been named Person of the Year in 2016. Police have seized more than 70 weapons at a residential property in Sydney's northwest. Officers searched the house in Denniston East around 9 a.m., uncovering 27 firearms and 45 other prohibited weapons, as well as thousands of rounds of ammunition. A 41-year-old man has been charged. He's due to appear before Burwood Local Court today. And that's SBS News in Easy English.